great big beautiful eyes. Those great big beautiful eyes that tell such beautiful lies. How many times have you kissed somebody like you kissed me just then? I don't believe you mean, but baby, kiss me again. Well, how many hearts have you stranded on the dreamy road to romance? Baby, I'll take a chance. I need some loving. I just can't resist you, even though I'm wise. How many hearts you have broken for those great, big, beautiful eyes.
Heard the magic of music as interpreted by your singing star, Private Buddy Clark, and the 344th Army Service Forces Band. And now, that brilliant young pianist, Private Henry Rose, playing Just For You. when General Eisenhower and other leading generals request more wax be sent to their theater of operations, you can be sure the Women's Army Corps has proved its worth. More young women are joining the Women's Army Corps every day. When you are accepted, you can be very proud, as they accept only highly qualified women. Since its inception, letters and calls have been pouring in for information about the wax serving with the Army Air Forces.
If you qualify, these are some of the jobs open to you.
Parachute packing.
Wax in the Army Air Forces are learning one of the most important jobs in the Air Force. Packing parachutes to safeguard our pilots and airborne troops who are making such daring jumps behind the enemy lines.
Lake trainer instructor.
There are hundreds of WACs teaching instrument flying to the fighting pilots and navigators of the Army Air Forces.
Message center.
WACs play an important part in Army Air Forces communications, seeing that all messages, briefing instructions, and important communications get to the pilots.
Control towers.
Many control towers on flying fields are manned by WACs.
Radio instructors, photographers, mechanics, motor vehicle drivers, mess sergeants, light surgeon assistants, and many other important and interesting jobs are open to qualified WACs with the Army Air Forces.
Then, of course, there are many recreational and travel advantages. WACs of the Army Air Forces are privileged to fly when space is available and their duties permit. It's thrilling. It's exciting. And you'll be doing your part towards the victorious end to this war.
Who just walked in? Yes, the one and only Private Bob Everly. What are you going to sing, Bob?
while the spark lingers, I'll keep wishing someday you'll return and I'll wait every day.
Wherever our invading armies go, the proud patriotic members of the Women's Army Corps may follow. At home as well as overseas, the cream of America's womanhood is finding the answer to the question, what can I do to shorten the war? They have found their answer in the Women's Army Corps. For a woman's place in this war is in the Women's Army Corps. Don't miss the next in this series of programs just for you, when we will again bring you those two singing stars, Privates Bob Eberly and Buddy Clark, with the 344th Army Service Forces Band. This is Sergeant Morris Athlon saying,